There's nothing more satisfying than finding the perfect green paint for your living room. Except maybe popping open that can of Valspar Ultra and rolling that first smooth stroke on the wall. And there's nothing more satisfying than admiring your freshly painted wall.
Ooh.
Except maybe peeling off the painter's tape to see those crisp edges. But the most satisfying part of all? Valspar Ultra's price tag, starting at $29.98 a gallon. Affordable, durable, available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
SafetyFM.com with Jay Allen. Changing safety cultures, one broadcast and one podcast at a time.
Well, hello and welcome to another episode of the Jay Allen Show. Well, it's really Safety FM with Jay Allen. Yeah, that's what this one's called. I get mixed up. There's so many different shows. I apologize about that. Listen, I'm working on a three-show day kind of day. That's what's going on. So I apologize by screwing up the name. I get lost sometimes on which one I'm doing. And here's the thing. I want to tell you this. I know that a lot of the people that do the podcasting thing, they record it like weeks ahead of time. That way they kind of have it sitting. I try to do this in real time as possible. Listen, this thing's going to drop at noon today, the 19th of September. And it's roughly, and let's just be realistic, it's roughly about 9:16 in the morning as I'm recording this thing. It's going to drop at noontime. I want to make sure that I have enough time for us to discuss this stuff. So that's what's going on. I like to keep it as close to real time as possible. And unless we're on the radio station, the content is not in real time. So we're doing some time swapping by a couple hours. So, I mean, I guess that's some inside baseball lingo in regards to talking. So listen, if you were here on Friday, we kind of did a mini episode that really wasn't a mini episode. And we were talking about overcoming childhood trauma. Now, I am been pretty impressed with the amount of people that reached back out after that episode dropped. No, seriously. I mean, it's one of those things that when I do these things, I don't know which ones are going to be the ones that people are going to want to listen to. But I guess we kind of struck a nerve when we were talking about it. So let's talk a little bit about what was going on. And we're going to do a follow-up here. This is going to be a follow-up. So we're going to talk about today about strategies and approaches for healing. You know, so if you didn't listen to the mini from Friday, that was called Overcoming Childhood Trauma. So this is going to be the part two, though. So I would probably recommend strongly going back and listening to that one and then come back and listen to this one. Now, if you are looking at a podcatcher, they should be segmented directly one behind another. So just, you know, I'll reference that real quick. So let's talk real quick. While the wounds of childhood trauma run deep, they aren't immutable. The journey from victim to survivor and from survivor to thriver is one of these things that we have to look at, that there will be challenges and discoveries throughout the path. Understanding the scars is the first steps, but the subsequent journey where one learns to heal, rebuild, and redefine oneself is equally paramount. This segment sheds the light on the multifaceted pathways that individuals can traverse as they seek healing from the traumatic past. So let's talk real quick about the roles of acknowledgement, because I think that this is part of the thing that people don't want to talk about, because you have to admit that something went wrong. And yeah, I know it sucks, but we have to talk about it anyways. So for many, the road of recovery begins with a simple yet profound step: acknowledgement. Admitting to oneself the weight and the significance of past traumas that can incredibly be challenging. Society often imposes a narrative of moving on and letting go, which can invalidate a person's experience. However, true healing demands that survivors face their past squarely and recognizing the depth of their pain without judgment. This acceptance becomes the cornerstone upon which future therapeutic interventions are built. So let's talk about therapeutic interventions, because I don't want somebody to think that I'm talking about something entirely different here, because it's easy to do. So let's start off with psychotherapy. This offers a safe environment where survivors can unpack their traumas under the guidance of a trained professional. Cognitive behavioral therapy, also known as CBT, aids in restructuring negative thought patterns, while therapy like EMDR, eye movement desensitization, and reprocessing can help process traumatic memories. The next one would be group therapy. Sharing one's journey with fellow survivors creates a sense of solidarity. The realization that one isn't alone in their struggles can be a powerful and therapeutic. Medication. In cases where trauma has led to severe mental health disorders, medication might be prescribed as part of the trauma of the treatment plan. I almost said the trauma plan. Sorry about that. And holistic approaches. Practices like meditation, yoga, deep breathing, exercises can alleviate the physical and emotional stress that trauma survivors often grapple with. So let's talk a little bit about building resilience. Resilience is the ability to bounce back from adversity, and it can be cultivated. For trauma survivors, this means learning to navigate triggers, establishing healthier boundaries, and cultivating a supportive network. Skills like mindfulness, which centers on staying present, can help individuals avoid becoming, becoming involved with some painful memories. Journaling often offers an outlet for pent-up emotion, while hobbies and passion projects can provide a sense of purpose and direction. So let's talk about the importance of social support. Humans are inherently social beings, and the value of a supportive community can be overstated, or cannot be overstated in some cases. Close friends, family members, or support groups offer survivors a safe space to express themselves, seek advice, or simply find companionship. By surrounding themselves with understanding and compassionate individuals, trauma survivors bolster their resilience and enhance their coping mechanisms. Empowering yourself after childhood trauma. Yeah, this one's a little bit more difficult as you think about it, but I want you to think about this because that's why we're talking about it today. If childhood trauma has cast a shadow over your life, it's crucial to remember that you possess the strength and agency to pave a path forward towards a more balanced and fulfilling existence. The initial step is grounding yourself in the present. Distancing your current self from your past adversities, practicing mindfulness can help be a powerful tool in this regard by focusing on the present moment. You reduce the emotional grip of the traumatic memories, adopting daily routines and rituals, no matter how simple, such as journaling your thoughts or engaging in physical activities like walking or stretching, can offer a sense of stability and predictably amidst the chaos. Cultivating a safe space, even if it's a corner of your home filled with comforting items or music, can serve as a sanctuary during overwhelming moments. Remember, you're not defined by your past, but rather by the choices that you make each day moving forward. Build a life anchored in self-awareness, self-care, gentle self-compassion, and gradually you'll find that the weight of your past lightens, allowing you to embrace the present and future with renewed vigor and hope. So what can we say about this in conclusion today? The shadow of your childhood trauma, while undoubtedly profound, doesn't hold the power to define an individual's entire existence. Healing with its ebbs and flows offers a beacon of hope for those brave enough to embark on the journey amid with knowledge, therapeutic interventions, and indomitable spirit. Many trauma survivors find their way to a brighter, more fulfilling future, proving that renewal is within reach of all. Maybe that is where I leave you today. Think about that. If you go back to episode 1 and take a listen to this episode, episode 2, tell me what you think about overcoming childhood trauma. It might take you places that you never thought you were going to go before. I know, a little bit different than normal, but definitely something to think about. I've been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. And until next time, be safe.
Safety FM, changing safety cultures, one broadcast and one podcast at a time.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.